The arrest of a terror suspect after a sting operation in western Massachusetts last week has drawn attention to a difficult decision made by the suspect's father. It was a warning from the father that the young man might pose a danger that first brought Alexander Ciccolo to the attention of the FBI. The Ciccolo family has requested privacy, but did the concerned father have any other options? That's the question that WBUR's David Boeri has been asking.
Imagine you have a 23-year-old son with a history of mental illness going back to childhood. He's gone off the deep end. He's talking about joining ISIS and fighting in Iraq and Syria. That was the dilemma faced by Boston Police Captain Robert Ciccolo, whose son was arrested on the 4th of July. Here is Boston Police Commissioner William Evans.
Obviously, he struggled with him, and he couldn't set him straight. And maybe now getting locked up is the best thing. Maybe he'll get the proper medical care he needs.
Catch that word, maybe. It raises the question whether there was another path that Captain Ciccolo could have taken, a path that might have had a better outcome for both the public and someone who's mentally ill.
I think this is a real tragedy from every perspective.
Defense Attorney Harvey Silverglade is one of several voices suggesting there was a better alternative.
This is a kid who should have been put involuntarily committed in a mental hospital. He would have been no danger to society. He would have been no danger to himself.
Under Massachusetts law, any person may apply to a district court for a warrant to apprehend in order to seek commitment to a mental health facility
of a mentally ill person whom the failure to confine would cause a likelihood of serious harm.
This is longtime criminal defense attorney Michael Natola. Initial confinement to the facility is for up to 3 days, he explains, during which a physician conducts an examination. If the subject is deemed a danger, he or she can be committed for 6 months and for 1 year periods thereafter, if necessary. Because it is a civil matter,
they do not require proof beyond a reasonable doubt, which is the standard required in criminal cases.
In the case of Alexander Ciccolo, his father went to the FBI instead. It resulted in a criminal investigation which led, as in so many other cases, to monitoring, an informant wired to record sound, and then a sting. When the FBI's informant provided Ciccolo with the assault weapons he had said he wanted, the FBI arrested him. At a bail hearing, the government convinced the judge that Ciccolo embraced violent beliefs and demonstrated clear intent. There were the Molotov cocktails in his house, for instance. Along with a pressure cooker, Ciccolo told the informant he had purchased to bomb a college cafeteria.
They kill enemies. They kill oppressors.
Ciccolo admired and defended ISIS in an interrogation videotaped by the FBI after his arrest.
So children, women.
They don't kill children and women. That's lies.
Children and women have.
That's lies.
Okay.
That's lies.
The son's obsession with Islam, as his father described it when he went to the FBI, follows a turbulent history of psychiatric hospitalization and treatment programs as an adolescent before he reached the age of majority and stopped further treatment. If Alexander Ciccolo is mentally ill, will he get the help that his father hoped for him? Here's criminal defense attorney Michael Natola, speaking from long experience with federal detainees.
Some would like to convince us that there are mental health services available in those kinds of facilities, and nominally they are available, or they're present, I should say. But in my experience, which is lengthy, the quality of those so-called services is terrible, to the point where it's virtually no treatment at all.
Those who disagree with Natola say instead that services for inmates and detainees vary wildly. But public safety concerns in this case have to trump the clinical well-being of Alexander Ciccolo. So says June Binney of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She's worked for years overseeing mental health programs for jails and prisons.
It's a hard standard to meet in this state, to have someone held beyond a couple of hours or a couple of days. Going through the police is the surest way to hold someone if you truly believe there is the danger.
Both FBI affidavits and federal prosecutors offer significant evidence that Alexander Ciccolo poses a real danger. Attorney Harvey Silverglate says that clear danger and Ciccolo's clear mental illness would have resulted in his commitment to a locked psychiatric ward.
If, however, I'm wrong, and if a judge actually turned down the application for involuntary hospitalization, the feds could have been standing right outside the door and pick him up on a criminal warrant.
But that didn't happen. And the father, who faced an agonizing decision that no one wants to second guess, made a different choice. Alexander Ciccolo has been ordered held without bail, a dangerous man with a history of mental illness. Maybe he'll get help. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.